Here we go. Friday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Time now for a trivia with Freddie Kiger. Freddie, what kind of question you have for us today to kick off the weekend?
Well, we got, you know, more excitement coming up with football and everything. Basketball is getting ready to crank up. So today I thought we'd do sports calls. Mm-hmm. Sports calls.
Okay.
So if Woody Durham in the 8-point down with 17 seconds gain to Duke gave us unbelievable. And Al Michaels gave us Do You Believe in Miracles in 1980 for the Miracle on Ice at the Winter Olympics in Lake Placid.
Yep.
Then what announcer gave us I Don't Believe What I Just Saw? What announcer gave us I Don't Believe What I Just Saw?
Oh, my goodness.
If you know the answer, give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
All right, you can be a winner. $10 gift certificate from Cruisers is on the line. Call right now.
Start your day the right way with the award-winning Ron Stutz. He's been waking up Chapel Hill for over 40 years. Tune in weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
All you've got to do when you wake up in the morning is join us at 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and you will always know what's happening in our community. All your coronavirus information and everything else to get your day started. 97.9 The Hill. This is Ron Stutz. I'll see you on the radio. Talking about memorable sports calls today by play-by-play guys over the years, and we've had some great ones. Let me add Jones Angel to the list with, "No, he is! Yes, he's not," or whatever it was he said. That was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
Gio Bernard had that big run back against North Carolina State. And, of course, Jones has had a lot of others, too. But who was it who said, "I don't believe what I just saw"?
Jack Buck, the father of Joe Buck of Fox Sports. And Jack Buck used that call because everybody who was watching didn't believe what they just saw as well. It was on October the 15th, 1988, when Dodger Kirk Gibson came off the bench in the bottom of the ninth with hamstring pulls so that he could barely even run around the bases, hit a Dennis Eckersley relief pitch into the right field stands, a game-winning home run to beat the Oakland A's in Game 1 of the World Series. I don't believe what I just saw.
Think how many memorable moments sports has given us. You know, those of us who are big sports fans can remember a whole bunch of them, but you know, it certainly enhanced my life, and I know it has yours too.
Oh my goodness, yes. I mean, it's like listening to a particular song and remembering where you were, what you were doing, who you were with.
Yeah.
Those are the power of those kind of calls. Yeah.
Exactly right. Hey, Freddie, thank you so much, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too, pal.